Mira opened the door, but it would not stay open.
Warped old door. It's starting to close again, Cregor.
The badger blew on her broth to cool it.
Have a look in the corner cupboard. I think there's an old doorstop in there on the bottom shelf.
Mira did as she was bidden, finding the object immediately.
Oh, look, it's a little carved squirrel made from stone, I think. No, it's made from heavy dark wood. Where's it from?
Cregor dipped a barley farl in her broth and took a bite.
It belonged to Abba's song. Her father, Jangler Swifteye, carved it from a piece of wood he found on the seashore. Oh, that was longer ago than I care to remember. Though I do recall that when Song was old, she used it as a doorstop too. She gave it to me before she passed on. Why don't you take it, Mira? When Song was young, she was a lot like you in many ways. I was going to leave it to you when my time comes, but you might as well have it now.
Mira took the carved statuette to the window and turned it this way and that, admiring it.
Thank you, Cregor. It's lovely. Abba's Song's dad must have been a very skilled carver. It looks so alive. What a pity it ended up as just a doorstop. Here, Gundel, take a look.
The mole took hold of the carved squirrel and inspected it closely, sniffing and tapping it with his digging claws.
Brr! Wonderful object. Take no doorstopper, though. This one's a bottle.
Mira looked at her mole friend curiously.
A bottle? You mean a sort of flagon?
Gundel nodded sagely.
Horror! I'd seen one afore. My old grandfather had one shapen like a molar. Kept beer in it, he did.
Cregor poured herself cold mint tea.
Tell us then, Gundel, how can a statue be a bottle? How would you get anything into it? Where's the top? Where's the neck?
The mole grinned from ear to ear with delight.
Ma'am, see? You don't be a-knowing everything after all. E top is e head, and you'm turny neck. Looky!
He twisted the statuette's head, and it came away from the neck. Inside had been cunningly carved out to form a bottle-like container. Gundel passed it to the badger, and Cregor felt it all over with her huge paws. The badger mum's voice went hoarse with excitement.
Mira, your paws are daintier than mine. There's something inside. Can you reach in and get it out?
Mira's paw fitted easily into the cavity. She brought forth a scroll held by a ribbon with a red wax seal.
It's an old barcloth parchment with a ribbon and seal.
Cregor abandoned her lunch and sat up straight.
Is there a mark upon the seal?
Mira inspected the seal.
Yes, Cregor, there's a letter S with lots of wavy lines going through it. I wonder what it means.
The badger mum knew.
The abbess's real name was Songbreeze. Her sign was the S with breezes blowing through it. Can you see properly, Mira? The light in here means nothing to me. Gundel, run and fetch a lantern, please. Hurry.
Clearing the tray from the table, they placed both lantern and scroll upon it.